You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's supposed to be another 90-degree day in Denver today as we... Are we setting the record or approaching the record?
Yes, so we're tied right now at 73 days in the 90s this summer.
Okay.
The record breaker would be today. 74 would push us up and over. So, yeah, if we hit 90, record breaker!
I saw that there's also a ridiculous number of storms out in the Atlantic that they're going to run out of names for the storms.
How is that possible?
Like right now, Hurricane Sally is churning into the Gulf Coast, and they've got like four others that are out there. They have got them named through Wilfred, I believe, is the W. And then they say they're going to have to start turning to Greek letters or something.
Huh. I guess I am ignorant as to how they name all of those hurricanes.
They have like a preordained list.
Yeah. Okay.
And the system says after you get to a certain point, you start. I'll have to double check.
Oh.
But I want to say it's like Greek letters or names or something.
Oh, okay.
After you get through W.
I feel like there's plenty of extra names. You can name them anything.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
There was start naming them animals or something, I guess. Or the elephant
hurricane. Bobcat?
Yeah, hurricane. See, that sounds awesome. Hurricane Ferret.
And they will reuse names unless it's a dangerous and destructive storm. If it causes too much damage, they retire the name.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
So,
All right.
Anyway,
it's good to be landlocked.
Right. Exactly.
We have fires.
All you got to deal with are wildfires and blizzards,
that's
right?
That's right.
Okay. And Miller Moss. Don't forget the Miller Moss.
Oh, they're always in my ears.
Quickly, I'll tell you the thing that went on in my house last night was I just was a spectator this time listening to a conversation between Gretchen and her daughter Zoe, because she's really feeling the effects now of being cooped up as a college kid for 6 months or something like
sure,
that.
Sure, yeah.
And she's pretty gung-ho about getting out on her own, and she just really wants to do that. But to me, it's just interesting as I watch the dawn of realization of what it costs to live out on your own.
Mm.
And so I didn't say anything. I just listened to them because I knew that if I spoke up, I was going to crush her spirit, because she's already a little daunted by the fact of how expensive it is to live, you know, out there in the big bad world on your own.
Yep.
And I've been trying to, over the last year or two, kind of ease her in. But to watch her... Like I said, the dawning realization, as you see it break over her face, like, oh, you mean if I make such and such amount of money as a CNA, I don't get all of that money?
Mm.
No, there's this tax thing, and so...
Insurance, and going back, let's get in the Wayback Machine, and everybody don't freak out, because I am going to mention Bill Cosby here, but The Cosby Show, which during the time was a great show, there's a great scene when he's talking to his son Theo about what it takes to live and what it takes to survive, and he goes into Theo's room and sits on the edge of his bed and hands him, like... At the time, who knows? It was like $1,000 in Monopoly money. And Theo's like, I'm rich. I'm loaded. I'm going to go out and live. And then Cosby slowly goes through taking away all this Monopoly money. You need food, rent, electricity, car, girlfriend. At the very end, it was girlfriend, and he took the rest of the money. You know, it's a great clip. You should probably dig it up and show it to her. It's visually like you think you have all this money, and then all of a sudden life punches you right in the pie hole, you know?
Yeah. They looked over at me because I guess I made a sound as if I was about to start speaking, and then I thought better. I said, I'm just going to let you two talk because... What I do is, I think I've told you, I take her for drives and I chat with her about stuff, to get her prepared. And I just felt like she was overwhelmed last night, and I didn't want to pile on. But I was trying to think back to when I was learning what it really costs to live, because it is eye-opening. Just when you're a teenager, you just take everything for granted. And I don't remember when I gradually learned everything, but... You don't want it all dumped on your head at once because it just, like I said, it'll crush your
baby
spirit completely. So,
and then you start. Anyway. I mean, then you start talking about like when you actually have a family and then kids and then that cluster of expenses.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It's horrible.
Oh man,
it's hard. It's really hard.
Yeah, you know, and just quickly, because her experience has been in jobs that pay per hour, right? She's 16. She got her first job. Sure. 17. You're not making a salary. You know, you're making your 8 to 10, 12 bucks an hour, something like that. And so when she starts talking about a job as a CNA and what the salary is, it sounds like a ton of money to her. Oh, my God, I could make $30,000 a year. And then you start doing like Cosby thing that you're talking about, where you start pulling all the money
away. You're like, you know what real estate market you're living in right now as well?
Yeah, so it's...
she might want to move to Iowa or something. Honestly.
Oh, boy. What about your night?
Dude, my night's lame. It's stupid. It's such a dad life thing, because I was talking about this yesterday. I got a new shovel. Like, how lazy is this when you order a snow shovel off of Amazon?
I saw the picture.
It's pretty darn Mac Daddy looking shovel, though, isn't it?
It's colorful.
I was very proud of it, so I thought, as a cheeky, stupid post, I'm going to put it on my Facebook, and I said something like, look at this new beauty, and blah, blah, blah. So then I proceeded to spend the next 45 minutes trying to delete or reply to people talking about how, you know, is this what happens when you get old? Mm-hmm. Basically, like, this is what you have to look forward to. And I was like,
this is where your excitement
this is
comes
where
from.
I'm at right now. Daddy got a new shovel, and I can't wait to use it. I really can't. I got her all shined up, got all the stickers off of it, and I'm ready to rock, man. I'm bring the snow. So, yeah, that was kind of like the highlight of my day yesterday. And then just real quick, we did take the kiddos. We've been looking for things to do with the kids because there's not really much of anything to do that's, you know, fully safe. So we did our best, and we took them mini golf, the little putt-putt.
Oh, okay.
And did 18 holes with them.
With the windmill and all that?
The windmill and the rivers and the little bridges. And there was a cave you went into in one spot. And we all went out and put our masks on and did a little mini golf. And the whole time I was thinking, this is really a stupid activity, isn't it?
Is it one of those things that when you're thinking about it, sounds like it's going to be a treat for everyone?
No, I pretty much knew it was going to be stupid. Nicole thought it would be a treat for the kids. The kids lapped it up. They loved it. But when you're knee deep into mini golf and you just really stand there and dissect what you're doing, it really is stupid, isn't it?
That's funny.
Ooh, I got it through the log. Ooh.
Which explains why they do the log and the windmill and the rhino's
mouth. To kind of spice it up, and you're like, this is still really dumb.
Right. Have you ever seen some of those truly sad, dilapidated, old mini golf places where the weeds are going through, and there's no distraction devices on the holes? It's just a little concrete strip with some felt on it and a hole.
And the hole's broken like in half in the end. And
yeah, and if you're lucky, it might turn 90 degrees to the right on one hole, but otherwise there's no fun little distractions.
We walked up and they're like, because they had two different paths. There's two different 18 holes, and they're like, do you want to do 36? You want to do 18? I was like, 18! Just 18, please!
Is there an option for 5?